From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once more to the program. It's good to have you joining us, and I hope you'll stay with us as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from Romans chapter 14 and verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. And the message is coming right after these words in song.
Morning, our Bible reading for today is from Romans chapter 14, verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Has been rightly said that this verse outlines the confidence that belongs to every believer in Christ. And God's people are all those who are saved by God's grace, those who have repented of their sin, those who are born again, who have trusted in Christ for salvation. Now it is true to say that in this world there are many things that the Christian, the child of God, cannot be sure of. For example, none of us know what a day will bring forth. Indeed, Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." However, here in this verse, Paul speaks about certain things that the Christian can be absolutely sure or confident about in the scene of time. And it is these things that I want us to think about today. First of all, Paul speaks of the Christian's purpose. At the beginning of verse 8, he says, "For whether we live unto the Lord." With these words, Paul was telling the people of God in the city of Rome that God had a purpose of distinction for their life. That purpose is one of living unto the Lord. And believer in Christ, that same purpose applies to you as well. When you are saved, your life is to be distinct or different from the unsaved. The person who is unsaved is one who only lives for himself or the things of this world. Well, this is not so for the Christian. Rather, as it says in our text, he is to live unto the Lord. The hymn writer says, "Only one life to give. I could never withhold it from God. Only one life to live. I must not miss the well done of God. And Christian, those words remind you and I of the great truth that on this earth we have only one life, and in living that life we are to live it unto God. Now when we think of this matter of living unto the Lord, we can say that it means living for the Lord. The Bible would show us that living for the Lord means to walk with God like Enoch. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. Well, if you and I are to walk with God, then our lives must be lived out in agreement to God's word. Also, we can say that living unto the Lord means communion with God, just like Moses in Exodus 33 verse 1 it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend." But if you and I are to commune with God, we must give time to prayer and take time to read God's word. Then living unto God means to allow ourselves to be guided with God, as it was with David. In Psalm 32 verse 8, the Lord is speaking to David, and he says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." And David knew this guidance of God in his life, and he could say in another verse of scripture, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Then we can say that to live unto the Lord means to engage ourselves in God's work. This is how it was with Christ. In Luke chapter 2 verse 49, he said to Joseph and Mary, "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" And as Christ was about his Father's business, so you and I ought ever to be about our heavenly Father's business. In John 20 verse 21, the Lord says, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Christian, you are to witness for Christ. You're to serve him. Do all within your power to spread the gospel and seek the advancement of God's kingdom. Then secondly, Paul speaks of the Christian's appointment. Notice in the middle of verse 8 the words, "Whether we die unto the Lord." Here Paul speaks to these Christians in Rome about an appointment that they could be absolutely sure and confident about. And that appointment was their meeting with death should the coming of Christ tarry. Child of God, if the coming of the Lord tarries, then this appointment with death is something that you can be absolutely sure of as well. Indeed it says in Hebrews 9 verse 27, "And it is appointed unto men once to die." Yes, if the coming of our blessed Savior tarries, then there is a day set and decreed by God when each one of us will leave the scene of time. Yes, death is a reality that we must meet with, and it is something that all of us naturally shy away from thinking about. But the Bible would teach the Christian that it is something for him not to be afraid of. Yes, it is something for the unsaved to fear, for if they die in their sins, they will be forever lost in the fire of hell forever. For John 3 verse 36 says, "And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." But this is not so for the Christian, for you who are saved. The Bible would teach you that you can confidently face death in faith and without fear. You see, the Bible teaches us that death for the Christian is a blessed thing. Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 8, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." He was saying how death would mean that he'd be present with the Lord in heaven. Again in Philippians 1 verse 23 he could say, "For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." He spoke of heaven being a place that is far better than this earth. Again John says in Revelation 14 verse 13, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Yes, death for the Christian leads to the everlasting rest and blessing of heaven. Yes, rest and blessing from all the trials of this life and of this world. Surely when we think of these words, is it any wonder that David could say, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints"? And is it any wonder that Paul said, "To die is gain"? Child of God, remember these words when you come to face the valley of the shadow of death. Maybe, child of God, your heart is grieving today over the loss of a loved one who is saved. Well, take comfort today, for God's word says they are with the Lord. It says that it is far better for them. It says they are blessed and in a state of eternal rest. But then the Bible also teaches us that when we are saved, we have nothing to fear in death, and we can face it with faith because Christ has conquered death. He has removed its sting for us. This he has done by virtue of his own death for us and his glorious resurrection. In other words, through Christ, death has been defeated for you and I who are saved and for all of the rest of God's believing people. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 to 57, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Child of God, because of Christ, because he lives, you can face your appointment with death, with confidence, and with faith. Thirdly and finally, notice how Paul speaks of a Christian's privilege. Note his final words in Romans 14, verse 8. He says, we are the Lord's. He says, whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Now with these words, Paul was not telling these Christians in Rome that they would escape suffering, pain, or trials. Rather, he was telling them that no matter what happened to them, they still would belong to the Lord. And child of God, the same truth belongs to you and I as well. With Paul, you can say with assurance, we are the Lord's. Here and now, in the scene of time, you are the Lord's. John 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Child of God, what this wonderful privilege of being the Lord means for you here and now is this. It means that you have the promise of his provision in your life. Indeed, David could say, I have been young and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. It also means that you have the promise of his peace and joy and presence in your life. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul talks about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. He also says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice, the Lord is at hand. And then, child of God, this fact that you belong to the Lord means that you are his forever. In John chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life, they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What a blessed and happy thing it is to be able to say, we are the Lord's. And with these words I would recommend the Christian life to you who are still not saved. My friend, as you listen today unsaved, realize that without Christ you're the poorest of the poor. If you die in your sin, you will be eternally poor in hell. But this need not be so. If you will but come in faith and in repentance to the Lord, then you too will be able to say with Paul, we are the Lord's. Friend, may you come to Christ today and trust him as your Savior. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.